big and eager crowd showing up for a populist progressive candidate, promises from that candidate that he can take his party further to the left than it's been in a long time. I could be talking about Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, but no, this is Jeremy Corbyn. You probably have not heard of him. Then again, he's not running for president of the U.S. Corbyn has risen to the top of the polls as the man who would be the U.K.'s next Labour Party leader. So who is Jeremy Corbyn and what is going on in British politics? Our friend of the BBC, Mobeen Azhar, has been investigating the Corbyn phenomenon. It does kind of sound like the Bernie Sanders populism, but who is Jeremy Corbyn and what is his appeal to people?
I mean, I can see why you make that comparison, because Jeremy Corbyn, he is way left. That's an important thing to say first. He's the MP for Islington, which is a borough of London. He's been popular there for a long time. And at the last election, he actually increased his majority. What he's known for is being rebellious. So he has voted and ignored the party whip over 500 times. He's also known for doing things like speaking out against the war on terror and so forth. And just a little bit of personal stuff as well. This is a man that does not even own a car. He doesn't own a car. So he's an environmentalist. And he also holds the record for the lowest amount of expenses claimed in Parliament.
Wow. He's talking the talk and walking the walk. And you've got former Prime Minister and Labour head Tony Blair, who's written an article begging Labour Party members to stop this Corbyn train. Why?
Well, absolutely. I mean, let me give you a bit of history. So the Labour Party in Britain historically was seen as the party of the worker. You know, in fact, it was set up through trade unions. Now, in recent history, someone like Tony Blair has really pulled the party into what he would call the centre ground and aligned the party, you'd say, more with the Conservatives. Now, Jeremy Corbyn wants to do away with all of that. And, you know, this week you had Tony Blair saying that the threat from Corbyn, if he was successful, would make the party completely unelectable. He also said that if people believe they're voting with their heart, they need to get a transplant. So you can see it's making a lot of people very nervous.
And yet the description of Corbyn's rallies are almost identical to Bernie Sanders, getting really big crowds.
Absolutely. I mean, they're huge. And you've got to imagine Jeremy Corbyn is someone that has done these circles and done the circuit of left-wing politics for decades. So the meetings that he's more used to are things like church halls and community centres with 30, 40 or 50 people turning up. I went to one of his rallies last week. 1,500 people turned up. There was people waiting outside. It had the atmosphere of a concert or an album launch more than a political rally. You know, he really is a rock star at the moment.
What kind of policies is Corbyn advocating? I mean, why are people coming out in droves to see him?
Yeah, well, he is saying that there needs to be a real shift to Britain's economic problems. And an example of that is he is completely anti-austerity. So in recent years, and with our government at the moment, we have seen this approach, which is about reducing the deficit and a reduction in public spending. So that includes things like cuts to the welfare system. Jeremy Corbyn opposes all of that. He proposes things like quantitative easing. So he wants the banks to effectively, you could say, print more money, but he wants to pump that money into welfare. He also recommends doing things like nationalizing the rail service. So he's all for public ownership of big infrastructure. So it really is a very, very socialist and very left-wing agenda.
So if Corbyn's kind of checking off a lot of boxes for voters, could he become party leader of Labour?
Well, that is the question. I mean, in terms of the polls at the moment, the most recent poll that's been done suggested he will actually walk into leadership. If those figures are accurate, he will be the next leader of the Labour Party.
Could he become Prime Minister?
Well, that's another question. It seems unlikely, but what you've got to remember is even a few weeks ago, it seemed very unlikely that we would be talking about Jeremy Corbyn as the next Labour leader. Things are changing, and they're changing very fast.
My partner at the BBC, Mobeen Azhar, telling me about Labour Party MP Jeremy Corbyn. Thanks a lot, Mobeen.
Thank you.